Right, coming up, we've got Simon, the roving weather reporter. We've got a lot to talk about, Simon.
Morning, Simon.
Morning, John. Morning, Helen.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you then, first of all, this morning?
I'm all right.
Okay, that's good. You're all right. Yeah, all right.
One of them mornings, Simon. Have you had your cup of tea, your cup of coffee?
Not really. I've been quite busy having the Lions. I've been quite busy catching up to sleep. I've been quite busy the last 2 days.
Yeah. We were saying actually last week that, you know, you've got a foot injury, isn't it? So you're not able to go and do your mammoth walking challenges that you normally do.
No, but I can cycle and swim still, which I've been doing quite a lot this week. I did 122 lengths a few days ago. In 1 hour, 30 minutes, and Sunny Point Woking. I did another 60 events on Friday night, and cycled quite a bit at the moment, so...
Okay. So this is obviously the pool in the park, and it's well known that there's proposals to close that, so, I mean, that's going to really impact you, isn't it, if they do that, because I use that pool a lot.
Yeah. The good thing is my dad's on the committee, and someone else called Cliff, and they're trying to slow it down, and trying to... The thing is, it costs more money to shut the swimming pool job down than actually to keep a swimming pool open. Yeah. So, to be honest, it makes more sense to keep it open than to shut it down. So, the amount of money they spent on my swimming pool, it makes a lot more sense to actually keep it open in the long term, John.
Because there's still a cost, I suppose, if they're closing it down and it's just going to sit there. They've still got a cost, haven't they? I mean, it's, yeah. Interesting, there's a petition locally to try and save a pool and, you know, it's vital. I think when you start looking into it, how many people use that pool? And for some people, it's the only kind of chance they get to maybe go out of the house, have some exercise. So it's so important for so many people.
It certainly is. My dad's just stop it from being shut down, so I don't think that's shut down. I spoke to a lady in the swimming pool when I was in the sauna, which is a nice sauna, after swimming up that many lengths, and she said all the schools go there, and I think it's very unlikely they'll shut it down, John. I think the odds are like a million to one, because if they shut it down, they wouldn't shut it down. There's no chance they'll shut it down.
Well, let's see, there was a local petition to do that, and obviously we know about the financial problems at the council, but actually swimming, if you're in some parts of the country, might be a useful skill, because there's Storm Babette. It's led to flooding and all sorts of things. Thankfully, not so much around here, but in other parts of the country.
Yeah, Scotland got really badly hit. The flood defence wall was destroyed, utterly destroyed, and a lot of the infrastructure was damaged, and they're doing a risk assessment there. They're going out there for a look, because they couldn't get up to all the engineers and all the plumbers and everything else. Because of the red ones in place, they couldn't travel up there. They're going up there to have a look today. But the bad news is we're more unsettled weather coming across the UK. I think... there's a chance of more flooding next week across the UK.
Yeah.
And I'm fearing we in the south of the UK, we could get some bad weather like they've had at the north eventually in November. I think we're for a peak of November 2000 across the south-east and southern England.
Is that the beast from the east?
No, this is from Atlantic. But they call this all the upper global sea temperatures around the UK. It's on the western side, and of course the North Sea at the moment is above normal. When you've got warm oceans around your country, around the islands, especially the UK, or anywhere around the world, globally, especially across the North Atlantic at the moment, it usually just inclinates the Atlantic more. Mm. If you've got an El Nino, it means the weather comes from the west more usually across the Atlantic, then you're going to get lots more rain and more moisture, which means you're going to have a lot more storms. And as we go through the autumn to the winter, we'll get more of these main storms. I think next one, main storm is Storm Kira, which we could get next week across the UK. I hear the Portuguese have named a storm which is going to die out across our coastline next week as well. So we've got a potential of more chances and more storms to come, John, next week.
I love how they name these storms now. It's just, when you find there's a storm named after you. I don't think have we had Storm Helen yet or Storm Simon?
It's storm coming John? Your way.
Is it?
Yeah, well, we'll have to get to Simon. I don't think that will happen.
No, I was wondering what sort of storm Storm Simon would be.
But right down the bottom, yes.
Yeah, down the end of it somewhere. A little gentle breeze. So, I mean, the weather, it's certainly one thing's for sure, you know, take aside all the storms and stuff. It's definitely got a bit colder. I mean, I've had to put my heating on this week. I think a lot of people are in the same boat.
I had to relent as well. The heating's on, John. I thought, no more.
And I've got a smart meter, so I see how much it costs me. I'm like waking up and it's like, I've spent £4 on my energy bills already. I've only just got out of bed.
I'm having to put the heater on in the car, clear the windows in the morning. Yeah. Oh, no.
Love this time of year. No scraping yet, though. No scraping so far. That's coming soon.
It was freezing, like it was a few days ago on Monday. It was very cold. I wore my woody hat, my high-vis. I wore about three layers. It was like November temperature on Monday. Then after that, we went back to like October temperature by day. So it's certainly very wild, but it's going to stay rather, I'd say, mildish for the next week or two. There's no sign of any low temperatures in the long-range forecast at the moment, John, across Wakington, local south-east for some reason at the moment. So it's going to stay mild. So you can probably just about get a bar out having your heating on if you want to try and save some money at the moment.
Yeah. Put an extra jumper on if you're a little bit cold. I mean, that's the obvious advice. But, yeah, I did give in. I was freezing cold last night. I thought, I'm going to put the heating on. You know, kind of like weighing that up. It's going to cost money, but, you know, you're going to be warm. So pretty much more of a same than today. I mean, it looks quite nice, maybe a little bit chilly, but it looks all right when you sort of go outside and look out the window. Our window to working computer shows a clear sky at the moment.
Yes, the best thing to get into the garden. I'm going back to my parents. I was going to suck at my house today. There's a garden. I tried yesterday, but it was just too showery. I got a few things from the garden, but it was just too showery and too heavy the showers were. It was too much to be outdoors in. So, yeah, but it's the best day to the garden today.
There you go.
And sport it out. Definitely.
That's what some days are for, doing stuff like gardening and stuff like that, when the weather's all right. And it can be a nice time of year, autumn, you know, the changing colours of the season and going for walks and the sort of crispness of autumn. So it's pretty much, this is going to continue. We're going to have kind of, it's going to be quite mild then coming into next week.
Yeah, and unsettled, and we might get another named storm called Storm Kira across the UK.
Storm Kira. I know someone called Kira, actually. I must text them to warn them there's a storm named after them. So what's happening on the YouTube channel then at the moment?
Well, we've got a lot on there about life-threatening, dangerous storm Kira, Babette. We've got a video on there about discussion about Storm Babette. We've got a live video, a special one, live special, scientist Greek Christmas weather forecast. Yes, I've done a Christmas weather forecast already.
You're organised, aren't you?
Yeah, live, very aggressive, winter weather forecast I've got on there. I've got live, very severe, aggressive rainstorm. I've got a lot on there, John, this week. I've been quite busy.
There you go. Well, you're always busy. I think you're constantly posting stuff on YouTube. And we love watching your YouTube videos. So how do we find that if we're going on to YouTube later?
I'm Simon H. Evans.
Simon H. Evans. Brilliant. Simon, have a good week. And always good to talk to you. And I hope, you know, all the best to you, your recovery from your injury and everything. And, have a good week, whatever you get up to.
Thanks, John. Thank you.
Yeah, take care, Simon.
Thanks, Simon.
Cheers,
thanks, Simon.
Thank you.
There you go. Simon A.G. Evans on YouTube.